Okay, now I'm going to call this meeting to order. I'm Richard Knopf, Chair of the Design Review Committee, and we appear to have a quorum. I'm going to take, which one am I going to take first?
Number 6.
I'm going to take number 6 first. Mr. Smith, 425 20th Street South, the Adobo Restaurant. This is in the Midtown District. They're going to build out of an existing vacant space.
They have to shut hard because you have a large hard company.
And I believe we have a participant on a Zoom.
How'd you do that?
Who was that?
I'm not sure.
We don't know.
She just left out.
I think it was Carla.
It was Carla.
We might. She's the one running the Zoom upstairs, so we might have to get her on the computer.
Carla, can you hear us? Let's hold hands.
Great. Carla's headed down on the elevator right now.
Amazing what you can do when you got coffee. I your coffee.
Okay.
So people are listening in.
Furman and cream.
Remote.
Yeah, we're on Zoom.
We are on Zoom.
What does that change?
All right, we're dealing number 6 first? Or?
Yes, number 6. Mr. Smith, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Tell us what you'd like to do, and do we have a screenshot of what?
We have a general contractor.
It's coming in and out. Just 1 second, Mr. Smith. We lost connection. Hold on.
I guess I'll pull this up on my screen. Yes,
yeah. This is a pioneering effort on our part. Heck, you know, we did Zoom before. We did Zoom during the pandemic.
A little hard to hear, to be honest with you, but anyway, I see that Lauren has the plans up on the screen. I'm not sure if the general contractor is there or not. He was supposed to be there this morning with a heart to help you with the plans. But anyway, What we're proposing is to put a Qdoba restaurant into the vacant space. And we have elevations in the set office. We're interested in the elevation. We're proposing to remove, there it is, the front elevation from the storefront. Creating an outdoor patio seating area within the space. So, by means of an overhead door that would be designed to match the existing black grill that's above the storefront right now. And that overhead door is.
I can't get the PDF open.
That overhead door is open. You see that indoor seating area, and we provided some cut sheets for the cables in there, which would be sort of charcoal, metal charcoal gray. The tile flooring in that area is a bit of a dark brown with green tile. It's the same tile as the whole interior of the store. We sent a cut sheet. That also, so you can see the colors of that. And then you see on the plan on the bottom there, between once get beyond that outdoor seating area, there's a storefront, which is a dark bronze aluminum storefront and doors. So that's what the When the store is open and that door is open, that's what you would be looking at. That second elevation from the top left there, that second elevation is what you'd be looking at when the garage door is open, and otherwise it was the previous elevation.
Okay, Mr. Smith, this is Richard Moff. Just to get a, we don't have a visual of the building or the site, and we're trying to play off of our cell phones. What I'm looking at, and correct me if I'm wrong, and you may not know this, but this is the old Michael's restaurant location on the corner of 4th and 20th.
Okay.
It says 6th.
Okay, and now on the... Is it 4th and 20th or 3rd and 20th?
And the general contractor's here too, so he might can answer some of your questions.
Okay, yes sir, please, if you don't mind.
It's 425 20th Street South.
And
there's a bank on the far end.
Chase is on the front end of 20th.
Correct.
Yeah. And what you're going to do, wanting to do, is put a restaurant on the second floor.
No, sir. It's on the same level. It's just down on this end.
It's on the far end. So it's
okay, so it's on the, what I would call the alley end.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. And...
What is the material that will be wrapping the outdoor seating at the front of the building?
It's kind of indoor-outdoor seating. So that's the face of the building. And then you'll step inside and there'll be an indoor-outdoor seating. So the seats aren't actually sitting on the sidewalk.
Okay. So in your site plan, you show this line. I'm trying to figure out what that material is.
So that's an accordion door where you can access the tenant space next door.
Okay, so that's an interior accordion door.
Correct.
For access. All right.
So this sign, where is this sign located? On which street front, if it is a street front? Is this 4th Avenue?
No.
That's
going
to be
20th Street.
That's 20th Street.
All right, so here is Chase.
It's like
Chase is on the corner.
Yeah, on down there.
Chase is at the corner of 5th.
And this is where Joe Namath used to be.
Okay. If you say so.
Okay.
So is that the alley over here?
That should be a building.
No, that
could be a space.
That should be the alley.
That's the alley.
That's the alley.
And then you've got another building.
Okay. Got you.
He takes the set very well.
So did we get that answer? What street is the signage facing?
20th. And this is the only signage that's being requested is Qdoba Mexican Eats above and centered on the unit.
Correct.
Does it fit within the alcove there? Does that have a dimension on it?
What do you mean alcove?
You mean that recess panel? The panel that's...
Signage is being shown right now. It's just conceptual. They'll return with their signage.
Okay.
So
thank you.
It's very, very close to fitting within the master sign plan for this building, so we're just going to work with them a little bit on it.
Okay. Thank you.
So you're only asking for the doorway? Is that it?
Correct.
Okay, so we got...
And what's the materials?
It'll match the same as the storefront system is there, so it bronze.
Okay, just like in the front Chase.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha.
And this is a garage door?
Yes, sir, a glass roll-up door.
Okay, is it the same finish as the storefront system?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve with final signage to go back to staff.
I second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Aye, stand it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you need this back?
Okay, draft minutes are not ready at this time. Item number one, Ms. Megan Ellis, advanced sign and lighting. 1913 Fifth Avenue North. This is for the Chick-fil-A facility in the Birmingham Green District. New signage. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great.
Good morning.
We are proposing a front building sign for Chick-fil-A. A big 21 square foot.
Right now.
Flush mounted to the building. Sorry.
You do not have one right now?
There's a blade sign existing right now, but that's it.
And no front sign?
No front
sign. Surprised, yeah.
No, we only let them have a blade sign when they first back.
Yeah.
Do we have a picture of this?
We do. It's
in the
package.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It meets guidelines.
I can do manual.
We have a picture coming up now. The sign meets zoning and the guidelines for the sign.
That's all before. Yeah. Second.
Richard,
any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number two, Mr. Scott Phillips and Mr. Jose Casanova, the applicant, 2931 Highland Avenue. This is in the Highland Park Local Historic District. Requesting approval for the demolition of home and construction of a new apartment building. Are they here? Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Is there a report on this?
There is. It was. You'll see it with the staff report. It was denied by the local neighborhood, the demolition and the new construction. You'll also see on the table, I printed out two copies of the petition that was created by the Highland Park Neighborhood, local neighborhood committee, and they are on the table. There's over 2,000 signatures. Also in your packet, you will see the language that was written that went along with the petition by the neighborhood president, and then also comments that were left with the petition.
Okay. Tell us what you'd like to do, please.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. My name is Martin Evans. Address is 2001 Park Place, North Suite 540. I'm representing the owner of the property. Son Jose is actually taking the bar exam this morning. His dad was in a bad car accident a couple of days ago in the hospital. I'm pinch hitting, so y'all bear with me. But we are seeking a certificate of appropriateness for both demolition and reconstruction of this property located at 2931 Highland Avenue South. It's currently a single-family residence with 20th century Mediterranean style. It's located in the Highland Park District, and we're proposing to demolish the existing structure due to its condition and then build a small multifamily building with less than 10 units. The property is surrounded on all sides by multifamily high-density apartment complexes, and our proposed structure would be much smaller than the surroundings. Property is in the R7 zoning classification, which calls for multifamily zoning. So from a planning perspective, this is an ideal redevelopment for that, you know, needed housing within a suitable zoning classification. As you heard on December 6th, 2023, the Highland Park Local Advisory Committee voted to recommend denial of both the demolition and our proposed building. At that time, you'll see in the notes to the local advisory committee's report, they only had before them some Zillow pictures of the interior of the property, and some representatives from the committee had walked around the exterior. But ultimately, at that time, they still came to the conclusion that the house was beyond repair. And so, if you look at their recommendations, they seem a little bit inconsistent, because on one hand, they recommend denial because of the Mediterranean style of the house, and they say that it's been a neighborhood symbol of early 20th century Mediterranean style. So as for the demolition, they say this Mediterranean style is symbolic. But as for the proposed structure that we asked to rebuild, which is also a Mediterranean style, they say, quote, a Mediterranean influence apartment building in this location would be inappropriate for the historic district. And so that seemed a little bit, you know, inconsistent, and I believe that vote was a little bit early because they had not yet received all the information that we had and that we would later get. And so after that vote, we engaged a structural engineer to do a report of the house. We conducted a very thorough multi-hour inspection of the house. That inspection report was done by Scott Gibbs of Criterion Structural Engineers, and we have submitted that report to the Design Review Committee. The report goes through and notes a number of four conditions with the house, ultimately finding that the entire house is below average or in poor condition throughout both the house and the attached garage. This property was built using clay terracotta exterior walls covered by stucco. So this is not a stick-built house. And that's very important because that style of construction is antiquated, no longer used, and really brings about all manner of structural issues, you know, 100 years down the road. And so the structural engineer noted that the front left sides of the house had also experienced abnormal settlement. And they advised that modern foundation repair techniques would likely fail due to this terracotta block of wall. Basically, it's very brittle, and if you try to lift up one side, it'll cause cracks throughout the exterior wall. Exterior stucco had been patched on all sides, movement, there was abnormal slopes in the floors throughout the house, misaligned and unlevel door frames and case openings. There was significant deflection of the floors due to moisture intrusion, insect damage, and rot in the wood frame, both by termites and powder post beetles. And then the garage also had abnormal movement, and the structural engineer recommended against repairing it as well because it utilized the same construction methods with terracotta walls. So in summary, the structural engineer concluded that the structure and foundation is not structurally sound. And so we actually went and engaged or asked Alabama Foundation Service to provide us a quote to repair the foundation, and they declined to do so because of this terracotta exterior wall construction. So also the following day, on December 23rd, W.G. Perkins Construction, who's a licensed home builder with restoration experience, provided a report to us. They indicate that the building's beyond repair and should be demolished. And so we supplied those reports to the city and the local advisory committee, and ultimately they asked that we provide them access to the house with our own structural engineer to come in and take a look at the property. And we allowed them to do so. And Mr. Jones produced an unstamped observations report in February, and the local advisory committee's engineer also noted that there was significant settlement. This quote, significant settlement was apparent starting at the second window from the front, extends to the front corner of the house, and also includes the left end of the front porch. He noted that the second window from the front is significantly racked due to settlement, that previous termite damage was observed in the floor framing, and that more repairs to termite damage areas were likely needed, and that settlement of the front left of the house was visually objectionable. So this is their structural engineer's observation. And that he also corroborated our structural engineer's comments that to use modern foundation repair techniques to raise the house, make it level, would almost certainly cause significant structural problems, additional structural problems to the existing brittle terracotta walls. And so, all those reports were provided to the local advisory committee. Ultimately, it did not change their decision, and they still stayed with their recommendation of denial. And so, we've also been in communications with the local advisory committee regarding some feedback for the architectural style that they would like to see for the newly proposed building. And, we're kind of still in the process of doing that with them. And so, to me, all the experts appear to agree that there's substantial structural issues with this house. So as far as the demolition is concerned, I believe that it's proper for the house to be demolished. As far as conformance of this new structure, though, and whether it should be allowed, I understand the criteria is that it's got to be compatible.
You may be getting the cart before the horse.
Okay.
I'm sorry. unless the committee wants to hear your comments about proposed structure.
Well, I've got a few questions.
Hey, Matt, will you turn your mic on?
I'm sorry.
Make sure the red lights are on when you talk to him.
Hello?
You got it.
Let's
go into the question.
Yeah, number one is, what does the comp plan say about this area of, because we're running between two apartment buildings.
I mean, it's zoned for multifamily use.
Okay.
So
the whole area is zoned for multifamily.
Yeah. So, and
so that's not a question.
It is a contributing structure, and we have voted in the past, given, you know, structural conditions to tear down contributing structures if they're not really salvageable. So I just want to clarify that point too.
Has a parking and traffic study been done? Because you're going from a single family to, what, 27 more people?
I have my architect here and also a structural engineer. That may be a question for the architect.
Okay, let's open it up for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask him to come up here.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Scott Phillips address is 4500 Valleydale Road, 35242. As far as the parking, we looked at the parking ratio count. We're also providing bicycle parking, so we follow the regulations for the six units that we are proposing.
Okay. So it's only six units?
Six units, that's correct.
What's the square foot size? Because that looks like a pretty big building for six units.
I may have that listed here. If not, I can pull it up on my phone. I believe it's about 1,400 or 1,600 square feet per unit. Let me see if I can pull that up. It's on the set of plans that we submitted to the city.
Two apartments per floor. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry for the delay.
So each unit will be self-contained on either side of the building?
That's correct. Yes, it's two per floor, three floors.
You're going to have a front porch and a back porch or back entry?
There is a back entry coming from the floor spaces that are off the alley side.
So it's like a hipped roof. What's the material for the roof? Is it like Spanish tile?
We have proposed a simulated Spanish tile. The dialogue that we've had so far with the neighborhood is not long extensive, but we've had a few comments about sticking with historical materials. I'm not sure if they are particularly opposed to a simulated, which would be a metal panel in the form of a mission tile that would be very similar to the appearance of the tile that was on the building.
So. Is there a plan view so I can understand how it relates to this?
Yeah.
Right. No,
that's not the next one, if you will.
What do the railings consist of? Are they wrought iron or?
The ones that we're showing are a wood rail.
A wood rail on a Mediterranean style.
There's no floor plan.
If you can get back to the elevation view, it's the
left elevation.
Turns post style.
I don't think that would go well with them. The architecture.
Well, in the Highland Park summary, they asked if we ever turn the demolition, that the architecture come back to them.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to, yeah, if that's what we do.
And we have had a little dialogue with them that started, and, you know, very open to addressing their concerns. So.
Well, I'm sure you are.
Comments so far have been to raise the window heights so that they're closer to the ceiling. And then we've had some comments about whether the Mediterranean style is appropriate or not. But we've had
I've seen those comments. Okay. I've read this.
My deal on this is, you know, we're tucked into in between two large developments. And I think it's unlikely that somebody's going to come in and spend the money needed to put a house there. So I think, I mean, it's, I don't like it, but at the end of the day, it's like the reality of the situation is such that it would be better to spend the time on putting an apartment building back that is consistent with the comp plan and that meets the neighborhood guidelines. I think that would be a better alternative than this.
And correct me if I'm wrong, does this site also fall within the form-based code for Highland?
Yeah.
It does. So there's also a form-based code they have to comply to also.
Yeah.
That'll help set materials and openings. And
I think they're open.
That relationship.
I mean, it's a nice building. I think it's... They have to go through that later.
Are there any more comments from the committee before I open it up to the public?
Should we, on the record, talk about the ordinance for demolition?
I think we can that? We can restate the ordinance for demolition.
Can staff
to make
that?
Sure.
Yeah.
So demolition is allowed. Since the local committee recommended denial, you would have to have a two-thirds vote to overturn their denial. If you uphold the denial, they then can appeal to the Birmingham Historical Commission, and then if they uphold the denial, they have to wait a year for demolition. So what you decide today does not ultimately stop demolition. It delays it for a year.
Exactly what we did with the old post office, the old Birmingham use.
But they also, within that year, have an opportunity to work with the city.
That is correct.
Yeah. And then that's why the cooling off period of a year is in there.
Right.
Now, in the Highland Park guidelines, it does not allow for demolition of a contributing structure in the local Highland Park guidelines. So that is one reason that, you know. So I'll read the demolition, what it says. Demolition of a building or structure listed on the National Register of Historic Places as a contributing structure is prohibited unless the property is in a condition deteriorated beyond the point of reasonable repair or has suffered structural damage that affects the majority of the building or structure. Also, no demolition permits will be issued for any building or structure until plans have been reviewed and approved by the Design Review Committee for both the appearance and the use of the site after the requested demolition.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I think that was good. That's good. Just read that on the record.
There are six members here. What is two-thirds of six for the record?
I believe that would be four.
So four members voting in affirmative or against, either approves or denied it.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to give us?
No, I think we'll wait on your vote and believe.
Okay. I'm a. If anybody from the public would they like to speak, please limit your time to 5 minutes.
Cool. Two minutes.
We allow 2 minutes. So please state your name and your address, and then, like Mr. Mock said, please keep your comments to 2 minutes.
Can I give my time to her?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
My name is Elizabeth Sanfilippo, and I live at 1431 33rd Street South. I serve as the president of the Highland Park Neighborhood Association and the president of the Red Mountain Community. I also serve on the Highland Park Local Historic Advisory Committee. Per our local historic guidelines, contributing structures should not be demolished, and the primary criterion for additions and new construction is that they should be in keeping with the original structure in terms of quality, scale, and appearance. Our committee, along with over 2,000 people, have signed a petition to save the home and would like to see it preserved and restored. The Little Villa's architectural beauty and historical significance are irreplaceable. The current owners purchased the property a couple years ago after voluntarily foregoing a home inspection. They were later told that the house was unsalvageable and moved out. To that, I raise the question, if a doctor gave you a bad diagnosis and bad prognosis, wouldn't you seek another opinion, or two, or three? The house is currently owned by an LLC and has changed hands via various LLCs since Stephen Cow sold it in 2021. It was not until December 2023 that the house was inspected by an engineer, whose photos just confirm a lack of maintenance over time and natural settling. Many of the cracks that they point to are simply aged traditional stucco on an old masonry building, and the main roof needs to be replaced. The continued lack of maintenance demonstrates demolition by neglect. We ask for the opportunity to have the home inspected by another engineer for an objective opinion as to the salvageability of it. After 2 weeks, we finally got approval for access. The neighborhood 501c3 raised funds to pay for this. The second opinion confirmed that the committee's initial observations that the house doesn't really look any worse than many others in the neighborhood that have already been restored, including houses owned by members of our LPAC. There is some settling at the front left corner, and the floors are uneven due to settling over time, which is not shocking. Aside from the home being salvageable, the current state of the property doesn't set a good precedent for any care and concern for the neighbors or adherence to a clean and safe construction environment should a demolition happen. I've recently gotten complaints about sediment washing down onto the sidewalk from the lot where the land was disturbed to catch the sewer. There is also a full residential trash can at the bottom of the driveway. In closing, I relay that one of our LHAC members went through a similar experience with the restoration of Fire Station 22 on Claremont Avenue next to the Walgreens, where the initial contractor told the owner it couldn't be saved. But with further exploration, they were able to successfully restore and preserve the building. Please help us to preserve this contributing historic structure. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Do you have a copy of that structural report that you performed for the...
It was in the packet.
It's in the, that's the one in the packet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the one in the packet.
Thank you.
That was Barnett Jones Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone else like to speak? Any further discussion? All those in favor of the application signify by saying aye.
Wait a minute, are you making a motion?
No motion. I'm not making a motion. I'll vote on it.
Cogitating a motion.
Get ahead of myself.
I think I'm going to make a motion to uphold the neighborhood committee that gives the developer and the neighborhood a chance to work together with the city to find a path forward, knowing that the comp plan calls for increased density and there's a form-based code in place to help control new developments in this district.
So just returning it to the local advisory committee.
Yeah, so I'm upholding the recommendation in front of us today by the locals to deny demolition.
So we denied, was it a year?
No, they get to appeal.
Oh, they can appeal to
the... But the year starts today.
The year starts tomorrow.
It starts with our decision today. They can appeal to the Historic Commission, and then to whom?
The Circuit Court.
The Circuit Court.
If they wanted to take it up, or they can wait out the year.
So if it gets overturned by appeal, they can proceed. If it doesn't get overturned, they have to wait a year for their return on the demolition.
Yes.
Correct.
But they're going to need time to work with the neighborhood for a conceptual plan to come back to us.
So are you signaling that we would prefer them to work with this?
Well, I'd rather reword the motion to where we're not denying. We're just asking them to go work with the neighborhood.
But what's in front of us is first
an application to
deny, and then we either overturn or uphold the neighborhood. The local.
We table stuff all the time, man.
Oh, so you say table?
I'm saying they need to return back and sort this out and bring it back. I'm just saying, yeah, table.
So that's not
allow them
table.
To go work with the neighborhood to try to work out a solution.
For a conceptual plan of what could go back.
Yeah, yes. I think denying it puts the applicant in a bad situation. Because okay. They can't come back for a year.
Well, wrong. After a year, they can proceed. They don't have to come back.
No, he's saying they're stalemate for a year. I mean,
it's a stalemate for a year, and at the end of that year, they get a permit for demolition.
They don't have to come back.
So they have to come back for architecture.
They have to come back for architecture, but they do not have to come back for demolition.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
Yes.
If
yes.
We deny,
we've been through this.
Yes.
Brian, before you came, we went through this.
That's why I wanted that read on record, because it only, from our vote, it's only a year, and that's just time for them to work with the neighborhood to figure out the concept.
That's an interesting.
But if we will,
that's wrinkle the ordinance.
Actually, it's only 6 months for residential, correct? It's only 6 months for residential.
No, it's a year.
Or is it 1 year for commercial? I thought there was a difference in commercial and residential.
Yeah, it's 6 months for commercial and per the design review ordinance, and it's 12 months
for a residential
historic district. So
okay.
It's intended that during that 12 months,
intended
works with the city to determine if there are any financial incentives available to preserve the building.
And I can relate to you now that Birmingham News did not try to work with the city within that.
They just waited.
They waited.
Yeah.
And at the end of that, they tore it down.
Yeah. Well, if we table it and they go work something out in the next,
I think that may be a better solution.
They can come back and ask for demolition.
And they can move faster.
I don't think anybody wants the thing to sit there.
Right. And just demolished by neglect.
Yeah. I mean, the city.
Which is what's happening.
Either the neighborhood will find somebody to come in and buy the house and redevelop it, or they'll get a solution and come by. I think everybody wants to see something happen, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to withdraw that motion?
I withdraw my original motion.
Brian, do you have a motion?
My motion is that we table this to allow both the applicant to meet with a local historic advisory committee to work out a solution to return back to us.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it unanimously. Thank y'all. Item number 3, Ms. Sandra Hall, 1061 Lakeview Crescent, Highland Park Local Historic District. Front door and gutter replacement. This was last seen on January 24th. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm back again because of the door, and I think the big people who came through, the major people already approved the front door. There should be some.
There is a report.
Yeah. There is. It was approved with conditions. They approved the front door as is after she came back with some information about the side lights. There's the rendering of the front door. It didn't include the side lights, so the committee wanted to make sure that condition was met. They also placed a condition on style of gutters. Ms. Hall has interior gutters that are rotting or have rotted. You can see from some of the photos. And so she's requesting to go back with a more traditional gutter. But the committee, because of the roof line of her home, want her to go back with a special kind of custom gutter.
As it stands, the gutters don't show because they're on the top side of the soffit. And as one of the committee members said when he came through, that system always fails. And as you can see, this is what's going on with the gutters at the top.
Yep.
So what we would like to do is that's a house on the right that's down the street where they have now, the box gutter. And the house on the left is what's currently going on with the gutters at 1061. So, he's saying, they're suggesting the rounded gutters, which I've been told, I'm not an expert, that those gutters don't hold water as well, that they overflow easily, but we just want to go with the box gutters, as most of the houses in the neighborhood already have box gutters installed.
And the committee didn't like the boxes.
Well, as it is now, you can't see what's up there because they're on the top side of the soffit, so.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Right.
You'll see on the back side of your report, I think it's like before your report of the sketch that they proposed for the type of gutter that she would need.
So they said For the back alley facing side of the house, we will accept K-style guttering as requested.
Yeah, it's
not, okay.
Internal gutters.
Are you okay with the half rounds on the visual sides?
I don't think they are as a neighborhood. They want to see box.
No. She wants the box.
She wants
the
box.
They want box everywhere.
That's basically what's in the neighborhood is box gutters. Yeah, I've seen one house that has those half rounded gutters, and they seem to be more shallow.
So the local is pushing her back towards
half rounds.
Half rounds, if it's exposed and or within the soffit and covered.
Okay.
And we've already said that the gutters on top of the soffits always fail. So then we have the rotting issue again.
And we understand. No, we understand.
So that it would look like that.
We've seen this before. Very much.
I'll make a motion to approve the applicant's request for both the door and the gutters over superseding the local's recommendations on the gutter style.
Is there a second?
I second.
Agra seconds. Any further discussion? It has to be a two-thirds vote. All those in favor of Ben's motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Item number four, Mr. Taylor Show, 2025 3rd Avenue North, the Massey Building, 21st Street North, parking lot updates and landscaping. Man, y'all need it.
Good morning, committee. Taylor Scholl, Lewis Scholl, 1122nd Street South. Here on behalf of the Massey Building Group LLC, they are renovating the Massey Building, which is at the intersection of, there it is, 3rd Avenue North and Richard Arrington Jr. Boulevard South, renovating three floors inside the existing building. As part of the parking lot on the screen, they want to improve the parking lots, the paving spale. There's significant cracking and other failures in the parking lot. The request today is for parking lot updates and landscaping updates. Most of the failures to the existing paving is caused by 6 street and alley trees. So we would like to take those trees down, the roots of there's an existing raised curb planting bed. The roots have gone significantly outside that planting bed, damaged the parking lot and on private property. So let's take the 6 trees down and come back with 4 eco trees that are shown on the landscape plan. Also some shrubs along the alley and street, Yopon hollies along the street, and Ingberry hollies along the alley, and then repair the parking lot and make a minor curb cut for access from the parking lot to the sidewalk. So that's the request and the plan. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Can you replace the Yopon holly?
He's putting a new Yopon.
New Yopon.
I know. Can you replace the Yopon holly? Never mind.
I move we accept this presented.
Just a second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
This was actually the site of the first John's restaurant.
Thank you.
Oh, item number
7.
5.
Five.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 2910 6th Avenue South in the Lakeview District. Building alterations, landscape, and new signage. This is the last scene of Valentine's Day. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I'm Miller Mobley. Address is 2121 2nd Avenue North. Christian here, the architect, has presented several times. I just decided to join this time.
That's where your residence is. Okay, the 2121.
Oh, that's my office. State residence.
I just didn't know where the address is.
Oh, no, that confuses us.
Okay.
What you want to do?
Well, I know there was some concern over kind of not the lack of activation on 6th Avenue. And we followed some of your advice and we put some outside dining on that sidewalk. So there's some liveliness and some energy kind of coming from the restaurant on the outside of the sidewalk.
You can just jump to the landscapes might not be.
And so I know that was one of the main concerns in getting this.
So this was tabled from the last meeting.
That's correct.
For, then come, for y'all to come back and activate that street.
Yes.
Okay.
And if y'all need a closer look, I've got a laptop here that y'all can.
I have this. I've got one laying.
Okay. So yeah, we got a handful of two tops out there on the front elevation along 6th Ave. We were proposing a compacted pea gravel surface that is lined with hedges on the west side between the ceiling and the sidewalk to kind of give it a softer edge as opposed to just kind of throwing in a chunky big fence in there. And so our idea is to line that strip with two top seating in there, as you can see. Maybe there's umbrellas kind of scattered in there in between.
Okay, is that the 617
side
right now?
Yes, sir. Correct.
And you're going to put pea gravel in it for the surface?
Yes, sir. It's like,
have y'all ever eaten on pea gravel?
It's like potato.
Yeah, I know. Have y'all ever eaten it there?
But, I mean,
it's a trial lawyer's dream.
Natural material. the softness of the land.
It's a waste of
power. You're probably going to have an accessibility issue.
Accessibility issue?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's obviously different sizes. I mean, we can choose. I think there's different.
As long as it's compactable and allow a person in a wheelchair to go across
the cave,
I'm
just letting you know.
I think what's critical about this new application is that you've added a sidewalk that connects 6th Avenue to your front door.
We have.
And that was not there previously.
That was in the comments from the very first meeting back on January.
Right.
It was there last time.
This
is our third meeting on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. I'm happy to see that.
I'm moving that we approve this for
now. I'll second.
Go ahead. You second.
Ben seconds. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Thank
you.
Good luck.
Good
luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
All right. See you.
Especially if there's wine. Okay, we've done.
We're on 7.
Yeah, we're 7.
We're all the way on 7 now.
Yeah.
Mr. James Laughlin, 4301 Altamont Road, Red Mountain Suburbs Local Historic. Again, we have a demolition of a home, but with an addition of a new single family home. Is there a report?
Yes. They approved with no conditions. This was last seen a couple weeks ago. Remember, and you all approved for the demolition, even though the local kind of liked the plans. And so we had them look at it again, and this time they made it official by putting in writing that they actually approved the plans as well.
Okay, so local has approved the demolition and the plans.
Yeah.
Proposed plans.
Initially, they just approved the demolition.
But today
they have approved.
Yeah, we were concerned about, yeah.
So we did put out a staff report, even though it was with no conditions, because they put some comments of why they supported the new construction. So you'll see that in the staff report.
Okay.
I'm MK. I'm the owner of the property. I just figured I'd come today.
Thank you, James. Solomon.
Nice to have you.
Thank you. And I did want to make a point. I think Jimmy pointed this out to you guys too. The lack of approval on the new proposed structure last time was more of a procedural issue than it was.
Yeah, y'all hadn't gotten it too yet.
There was a miscommunication.
And then we understand that. It's fine. Okay. It's no problem.
That we had to.
All right. So what do you want to replace it with? Let's see the design.
Something gorgeous.
I like it.
La la la.
Right out of the gate.
That'll
be awesome.
You need to present more often.
So we're proposing an arts and crafts kind of English style hybrid house, which is reminiscent of what's on the property now. The footprint is virtually where the footprint of the existing home is. So the square footage
the location on the site, et cetera, so the front facade is in line with where the existing home is. We've met with neighbors and kind of confided on their guidance as far as like the plotting of the house and the driveway. And we have some materials or colors that we'd like to show you. So the lower floor, if you don't mind going back to the front elevation, please, is stucco, which is what is consistent with the house now. Right now the house is concrete block and poured concrete with the stucco on top of it. It's in major disrepair, but we like to pay homage to that by using the same material. The upper floor will be comprised of like a lap siding that will be like the old school application where it's 1x10s with an 8-inch exposure, miter corners, a detail that's reminiscent of the neighborhood and not anything that screams new technologies of building. And the roof is, we like to reclaim the tile that's on the existing house, which is a beautiful tile. It's shown here, so it's an actual terracotta tile that would be a flat tile piece. So it's
nice.
I think we have, based on the area calculations, enough to reuse. If we're just shy of that, we could at least have the front, have it be a blend, or have the front and premier kind of viewpoints in that material. Right now, the house is a very stark white color, so we'd like to go with a bit warmer color. On the stucco, the wood parts, virtually everything but the window sashes and the doors. So this is the warm color. We're in the direction that we'd like to head. So that would be everywhere except for the door sashes, the window sashes, like the moving parts, not the casing, and then the rafter tails.
Good choice.
One special part of the house is the rafter tails. They're 4 inches by 6 inches wide, and they're just falling off the house, and it's sad, but we want to emulate that same detail and pick that up. So you can see, like in that right photo, for instance, what was once a rafter that supported that cantilevered room is just non-existent, and what's there is not supporting anything. So all of the rafters are rotten, and due to that, there's major deflection in the roof and it's sagging. But we want to take those details and, as shown in the schematic drawings, pick those up in various locations.
And then your site plan shows new driveway, you have a portico chair on the side, and then you have garage on the rear?
Yes, there's a landscape plan that may be more clear. So this is on the right side of the property that's facing north toward downtown. So that's Altamont Road. The proposed dwelling is what's rendered in virtually a footprint of the existing house. The driveway, we're keeping in the same location and not relocating it at all. So one, the driveway is 9 feet, so it needs to be 11 feet per code. So we're going to satisfy that code and come back with the same material, which is poured concrete. So,
but you'll pull down and loop around?
Yes, sir. So there's a portico chair on the right side of the property, and then you'll pull back to parking that's out of view.
Right.
That's where the land kind of falls down about 6 feet.
That's
what
I wanted
feet.
You to say on record.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
That's what I wanted you to say on record.
Okay. So that's, parking is...
I'm going to move we accept as presented.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great improvement.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else to come before this committee? Do I hear a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.